Divine Light Ignite Day 27. Such a beautiful day outside. I really wanted to do our meditation outside and again to just enjoy the outdoors. But the chainsaws are a little bit noisy outside, and while we did look at how to allow noises just to pass through, I decided what we're going to do today is too important to be disturbed. So I thought we'd be here. Now, the last good few days, the last number of meditations, I've really been inviting you to take yourself some part of the journey. You know, get yourself to this place and I'll pick you up there and then we'll carry on forward. And I was tempted to do the same thing again today, but I thought, let's just once do a full meditation. I'll guide you, take you by the hand, take you to the garden, take you into the light, and from that place, let's do some real universal size loving. So I'm going to guide you every step of the journey today. So if you would like to please make yourself comfortable, sit, lie down, as you prefer. Start taking this beautiful, deep pranic breathing. What you're doing is you are really tasting the air, really experiencing it in its fullness as it flows up your nostrils. Where can you feel the air the most? As you draw it down into your lungs, where is the life, the juiciness, the energy of the air? Different people are going to feel it in different places and in different ways. Go with what you're getting. For myself, it's here up near the third eye, towards the back of my throat, somewhere up there. I start getting this coolness, this freshness. And then it's so easy to imagine that there's this misty breeze coming off of a waterfall and I'm breathing that air in. That's what it feels like for me. And then bring yourself into your body. There's an experience that I'm wanting to invite you to. It's the experience of not thinking about, not judging, not making decisions about, just experiencing. Right now, do that with your body. Feel what your body is feeling without coming to any decisions about it. Just be with your body. Feel your feet, feel your legs. And where you are feeling, if you become aware of tension, let it go. Release it from your body. Release the tension from your legs. Feel into your belly. Let your belly and all your digestive organs and all the stuff that's going on inside there, let all of that relax. Let your belly get soft. Not sexy in our Western society, but it's beautiful. It's healthy, a soft, relaxed, pliable belly. Comfortable, easy. Stack your spine up straight so that you are able to relax into your spine if you are sitting upright. Let the tensions up your spine, your neck, your shoulders, let all of that go. Begin to breathe this prana that you've started to experience. Begin to breathe that into your heart. Oh, begin to let go of anything that's heavy, blocked, stuck, everything that's not serving you, all of the old emotions, anything at all that's in your heart. Allow your heart to get light and bright and free. Feel your heart beginning to open. Open always inwards first. Open your innermost heart chakra into where you are connected to Source, to God, to oneness. Open that portal and allow, receive gratefully. Take pleasure, take joy in the receiving of the love. Feel how your heart chakra is bathed from the inside in unconditional love. I don't know about you, for me it feels like a too small container for something so infinitely large. It feels like my heart wants to burst when I do this. And so I open my outer heart chakra and it's almost like a release. It's like a letting a relief valve go, and this heart, love shines out like a beam, a river, like something that's just a huge amount. It just shines out. And I let that shine. And then become aware of your rear heart chakra. Open that as well. And also receive. Receive whatever is being returned to you. Receive it and channel it back to the inner heart chakra, to the divine, to God. Take a quick moment to scan your energy body. See if there's any blockage, any stuckness, anything that needs work. Any of your chakras are feeling blocked or stuck or heavy. If you have such disturbance, such issues, you might want to consider pausing here and dealing with that. As where we're going, I'm assuming that you are in a state of inner harmony. Your chakras are open, shining, connected, and that you can, with just a thought, choose the perspective that they are all reunified, that you have only this one amazing unity chakra. And allow yourself now to arrive inside your unity chakra. I'm not going to tell you what is here. For each it's different. And you will find exactly what you're meant to see and know and find here. I can tell you when I arrive inside my unity chakra, it's a little bit beyond description. The simplest explanation I can have for this is pure bright white light, but it's not like any other light. It's not light that casts shadow. It's not light that has frequencies and colors. It's everything. It contains everything. It is everything. And it's not just light. It's conscious. It's aware. It's life. It is divine light. Truly, that I find here. And when I'm here, it is everywhere. When I'm here, that which I imagine myself to be, my little energy body, my form, my patterns, my associations, memories, attachments, are so apparently transient little momentary structures. And that's what I find. But I'd like you to find whatever it is you find. And I'd like to invite you to come back here into your unity chakra. Come and be here. Be, literally just be, without having an agenda, something that you want to do. Just come and be here, sometimes, often. But today we're going to do something particular. Here in your unity chakra, whatever you are imagining yourself to be when you are here, I'd like you to begin to imagine in front of you, perhaps just floating half a meter in front of you, is a round ball of expanding energy. It's quite a magical thing, this round ball of expanding energy. There's a center point in this round ball, which is very bright and hot and intense, and it's pumping energy into this round ball, and as a result, the ball is expanding with all of this energy from its center. And if you look carefully, you'll notice it has a shape inside there. There's structure, there's energy, there's light. This is the universe that you're looking at. It's one universe out of an infinite number, but you're looking at this universe. This place of intense diversity and complication and mad patterning. And so much, there's so much going on inside this universe. Quite miraculous. And I'd like you to look at this universe with love. See if you can find yourself all the way towards seeing this as a kind of a very special egg that hatches life. Really, that's what's happening. There's constant metamorphosis and transformation and awakening and complexity, and life is awakening from nothing, from patterns, from energy, from systems. Life is awakening inside this egg. So simple, so beautiful, yet so complex, so amazing. And it's all very young, very simple, very new, discovering itself, the life that's awakening here in this egg. See if you can find yourself to this thought, I love you, child, and relate that to this egg. I love you, I love the awakening, I love you. So beautiful. Now bring your awareness into the egg. Move your consciousness past its outermost shell. Move your awareness into that egg, and you'll start to notice amongst all of the amazing patterns within patterns within patterns, there's a place where you can observe one particular galaxy amongst the infinitude of galaxies that are constantly being spewed out and crushed in again on the one. It's so amazing, so much going on here, but here's this one galaxy, a moment in time in this one galaxy with all of its billions of stars, this one galaxy. And there it's the same thing happening again. Life is awakening. Consciousness is arising from the matrix, from the matter of this galaxy. Consciousness is dawning, becoming self-aware, saying, here am I, but what am I? Discovering itself, creating itself, becoming fully formed, becoming beings. And it's happening throughout the galaxy. It's happening throughout all of the galaxies. But this particular one is very interesting. This particular one is a real pressure cooker. It's really making a lot of consciousness at such a rapid rate. It's phenomenal. Curiously, because this galaxy has so much conflict, it is the galaxy of conflict, a galaxy of warfare. And that somehow is really driving consciousness. Let's go and have a look at the densest planet. Densest in terms of consciousness, not in terms of chemistry. The deepest, most forgotten, most lost place of consciousness. One particular planet, and you zoom in, there's no surprise. It's planet Earth. And as you bring your awareness to planet Earth, you can see her as she now is, this beautiful ball of blue and green life and water. But you know, she's been cleansed of life, literally sterilized down to rock numerous times, burned clean numerous times, and life has arisen again. And each time it arises, it eventually arises to the point that there is a civilization upon the planet. High consciousness. Not just here I am, who am I? Not just walking around with a stick in your hand trying to feed your belly. Getting to the point of philosophy and art and spirituality and technology and beautiful. Look at this planet. See it for what it is, a cradle of life. Look with love. Look at the planet and say, I love you, child. Also, young, new, constantly renovating, constantly new, constantly bringing forth new, more consciousness, more awakening. I love you, child. And now zoom in. This nexus of space and time, here on the planet, in meditation, is a person, a human being, a single human being that was born into this place of confusion and forgetting where nobody knows anything. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody knows what anything means. There is such deep veiling, such deep forgetting. There is this person. And for this lifetime, you have pretended to be this person. You've lived as this person. Look at this person. Look at who they are and what they're doing. In this place, remembering. In the deepest darkness, finding their light. Getting knocked over and bumped down by the chaos and the craziness of the world and getting up again and finding their courage, finding their light again. Trusting again, opening again. Connecting again, and now finding and shining the divine light. This person that you are inhabiting, that you are creating, that you are crafting. Look at this person and say with me, I love you, child. I love you, child. You're beautiful, you're worthy. You are the perfect vessel for the divine being that you truly are. So you can say so to this person, child, you are the perfect vessel for the divine light. You are a perfect expression, a perfect creation of divine light. And now I would like you to simply shower all of your creations, all of your expressions, starting from this person. Shower in love, shine your light, bathe this expression in light. And then, when you feel that's done, broaden your focus. All of humanity, all of the planet, all of the plants and the animals and all of the magnificent beauty of this planet, the solar system, back your way out, the galaxy, all the galaxies, the egg, the universe. And then you may, when you are ready, bring yourself back to normal consciousness. But remember, remember where you've been. Remember who you are. And I will see you again tomorrow.